when Simin Shin Aleph, we're up to Sif Lamed Zayin, we'll be doing Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Lamed Zayin, Mutar Lotzeis Peshabbos Bebotei Yodayim Hanikroim Gantish. You're allowed to wear gloves on Shabbos. V'yesh mi shemachmir la'atzir sheyit for him erev Shabbos bebotei yadayim shel mabushav. Some say that you must sew them onto the sleeves because we're afraid that you'll remove them. There are times that you have to remove a glove and then you'll continue walking with them, carrying them. O sheyikshirim be'mekesha shel kayama, or you put it on with a kesha shel kayama. You can also use some kind of snap or anything else that attaches it to it. One should be machmir and not wear removable gloves out of fear that you'll remove them at some point and removable from the beged and that you'll end up carrying them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas with hand warmers. Some say hand warmers are better. That's it's just a cylindrical piece of material or woven, and you put both hands into it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings one day that's better, because since you have two hands in it, you're not going to take them both out at the same time. And others say it's worse because it's common that the hands are not tight in them. It's not like a glove. So it's common for people just to leave it without two hands. With regard to gloves lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minig is to be makel. Since we don't have a Rishus HaRabim Gemuri in most places, there's only a Karmelis, which is something to discuss at some other point. But the Mishnah Berurah's maskon is bal nefesh yachmir, not to wear gloves on Shabbos unless they are sewn or attached to the clothing. Sif lamed ches. Hayotze b'Shabbos betalas she'ina mitzuyetzes ki hilchosa chayiv. If someone wears a talis where the tzitzis are puzzle, he's chayiv, and they shall also machutim chashuvim him etzlo. Because the strings are choshev, they're not bottled to the beged, they don't count as tzitzis, and yet they're choshev because they're tzitzis strings. V'dayto aleim achiyashlim v'yaseyu tzitzis. And you hold on to them in order to fix them up and make new tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah L'maisa says that there are two dayas in Pshat. The Machamber is going with the daya that the reason it's choshev is because you don't want to lose these strings. You're going to use them with other strings and together fix it. Which may be questionable at a time that people don't reuse tzitzis. And once it tears, you just put them away and get yourself a whole new set. However, others say that the strings of tzitzis that were made l'shem tzitzis, even though now it's puzzle, but they are too choshev to be bottled. Now, of course, we're only talking about Hilchas Shabbos. With regard to Hilchas Tzitzis, you cannot walk outside with a beged that is not Mitzuyetzes Kahalacha on Shabbos. Lemaisa, we saw back in Hilchas Tzitzis that Rabbeinu Yonah's sheet is that it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. That's the way the Magen Avraham learned it. It's an Issur D'Rabbanan, and B'machon Kavod Abrius, it's actually going to be Mutter. But with regard to Shabbos, in a Rishus HaRabim, you're considered carrying. Vimi mitzuyetzes kahalach afle bishem but tcheles mutter lotzes b'shabbos. Tcheles is not ma'akiv, therefore we can wear tzitzis on Shabbos, whether it's a talis katan or a talis gadol. Tcheles is not ma'akiv, and once it's you're mekayim the mitzvah with it, it is bottled to the beged.